Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Yesterday was my birthday, and thank you for all the Facebook shout-outs and all this kind of stuff. I appreciate everyone reminding me that I got another year older. I hate you all! No, it's fine. It's good.
Think
it's
of it this
good.
Way. You survived. What?
Exactly. This is true. I did. It's all good.
And you're going to enjoy the early bird special.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill.
Wait, you're 51, right, Greg?
Yeah.
And you were 50 last year.
Yeah.
So consider yourself 51-50?
Hilarious.
The 12-year-old laughed.
That's my audience right there.
Hey, okay. That's all right.
That's new to
him. We want to appeal to all.
That's a Van Halen reference kids for those of you who have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, no.
Also,
but that's all good.
Reference to being forcibly put into a mental institution in California, right. Which is where it comes from. But okay.
Yeah, but we're in Florida, so we can get away with it here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you regardless. And, you know, it's been fun. You know, some things happen around these times that are a little bit more colorful than other shows. And sometimes I get, you know, shout outs from people that are kind of belligerent. You know, we get this new feature at scubaradio.com where you can leave us a voicemail, and I couldn't air any of them, by the way. I didn't really have enough time to edit them accordingly.
Are they upset with you?
No, they were colorful. A lot of people have a tendency, I guess, start drinking heavily, and then, let's go to sing Scuba Radio voicemail, and it's a thing.
Hey, I'm taking a couple of minutes out of my normal porn surfing to tell you what I think about your Father Muckin' show.
Right. And Drunken Santa was one of them, by the way.
Oh, did he call?
He called up. And
oh, joy.
He didn't make any sense whatsoever. He was really lit, even more than normal. I could hardly make it out.
Sure it was him?
But I do remember him saying something that he was going to try to come in and say something and... Or stop by today. So, and sure enough, we did smell something. You know, he picked up the scent of the freebooze. So I have a feeling he might pop up this hour at some point. But he left a belligerent voicemail. But, you know, the feature that we have up there at scubaradio.com is kind of cool because it's the first time that we've been able to set up a system where during the week when we're not doing the show on Saturdays, 3 to 5 Eastern time, you could literally go to the website and... You know, you got 90 seconds to record your voice or question, comment, or complaint and have it recorded, and we'll get it as a voicemail, but we can actually play it back on the air. So we can actually put you on the radio. Now, one of the things I'm looking at for the future for this new system, by the way, is to audition potential Scuba Radio correspondents this way. And so we'll give you 90 seconds to, like, you know, ask a question, make a comment. Who knows? If you're really good, we may actually put you on the air on a regular basis. Like Jerry the Diver Guy. You know, we kind of ran into this guy in Virginia. He's in the chat room today, and he's already did a little shout out. Happy birthday. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
So you're going to put somebody who's, if they're good enough, you're going to put them on the air.
Well, I'm not sure if good enough is the right.
Because I'm thinking.
It's just if they have something to contribute. Because it doesn't necessarily have to be good.
Okay, because I was going to say, why start now? I mean, why wreck a good thing?
If they have something to contribute that we feel is airworthy, You know, and that could be a complaint. It could be somebody just wants to call up and bitch for 90 seconds every week. I don't know. If it's something good and interesting, we may put it on the air here on Scuba Radio, and then we can kick back and have them do the show for us.
Beep. Hey, I'd be a great mermaid. I'm very hot. You can probably tell from my voice. It's great to be able to go to the website at scubaradio.com and audition for the job of a mermaid. I'm very hot. Beep.
Wow. You know, I had no idea that was Bill. That was you?
It's the magic of radio, baby.
Wow, Bill.
Wow. It is a cool feature, though. And by the way, you can do it through the website, and there's a little app called SpeakPipe if you go to the website, scubaradio.com, from your cell phone or your iPad, and then you download the free app, you can use it just like a phone.
That's what the first microphone was called.
SpeakPipe.
SpeakPipe?
Yeah, don't accidentally type in smoke pipe because you will get something completely different.
Well, you don't have to type in anything. If you go to the website, scubaradio.com, and click on the send voicemail tab, and you're doing it and you're going to the website from your cell phone, your iPad, or whatever, it will actually ask you, do you want to download the free app? So you don't even need to know about SpeakPipe, but my point is that you can do it through your phone as opposed to, like, if you're online and going to the website. Because the thing about this, guys, what you're not getting is this can be done from around the world.
You're so excited.
I mean, it is. So you're saying
you could use your phone to leave a voicemail.
What? Yeah.
From Russia.
This is exactly what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, well, wow, we've invented voicemail.
No, we have. Guys, well, you're not kidding.
And we're using Tab. Not even like Diet Coke or something that people drink.
All right, smartasses, listen. Quit drinking. Put down the drink for once and follow me in what I'm saying. You can do this from anywhere in the world with an internet connection.
And a microphone.
And you don't need a microphone. You can use your cell phone in Russia, Dominica, Grenada, wherever you are on the planet. If you have a Wi-Fi connection, you can go to our website and use your cell phone and call us, leave a voicemail, and it won't cost you a penny. That's what is very cool about this. That's why I'm trying to make, I know you guys are having fun here, but I want you to understand this actually is a pretty cool little system we've set up here, and it allows you to call the show where normally it would cost you several hundred dollars to do this. And now we've made it free. So there you go. CJ's going to cry.
Sorry.
So
those are tears of joy, aren't they?
Sorry, Greg. I was trying to have fun.
Quit having fun. What do you think this is? This is serious business, this scuba diving stuff.
It's Greg's birthday, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
All right, everybody go and use your
pipe smoker. Just stop it.
SpeakPipe.
Sorry.
All right, so we've talked about this spearfishing video with the great white. Now, that was one, I gave you my thoughts about that a lot of people are seeing this, and it's getting a lot of views, where this spear fisherman feels he was a quote-unquote kind of attacked by a great white. He really wasn't attacked. He was spearfishing.
No kidding.
It could happen. You just got to assume that responsibility. If you're going to spearfish, I have nothing against spearfishing. I love it myself. I don't do it that much myself. But it is something you got to be aware of, especially with the lionfish situation, the way it's going around the Caribbean right now. And more divers are starting to spear lionfish for fun. And it is a blast, don't get me wrong. But understand, when you spear a lionfish, you may get the attention of some sharks in the area. It could be a great white. It could be an eel, moray eel, or a barracuda. They will take interest in you in ways that you may not appreciate. And next thing you know, you're in a situation where you're in a competition for this fish. And if they miss the lionfish and go for your hand or arm or something else, you know, something can happen. So you just got to be aware of it. That's all. And don't complain when they do show up and try to come after you or compete for the lionfish, because that's what they're doing. They're trying to get to the fish, and you just happen to be in the way.
What kind of a baby is this guy that
he's
saying, I was being chased by a great white shark? This is how he
Well, first of all, I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Okay, what he should have said was, I poked a great white shark and lived to tell the story.
Well, yeah.
Because that's what he did. He poked a great white shark with a spear gun. that's the story. He should be saying, you know what? Sharks are afraid of me. Poked a shark.
Yeah.
Well, and you know how you know he wasn't attacked is because we have the video.
That true.
The video was uploaded. If he was attacked, there would be no video.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting.
Be like, what happened to Chuck? Oh, true. Chuck didn't make it back.
True. But, you know, you got the music behind it, the Jaws music behind it. He produced it up, I would assume, and, you know, made it look good. It made for a great video. Obviously, a lot of people want to see
it. If he wanted to seem like a real man, he should have used the Rocky theme and just poke the shark. Just made, put that on a loop. Hey, look, I poked the shark. Poked the shark. I'm a man. I poked the shark.
Shark poker.
Sounds like a movie. All right, we got another video to talk about where a diver was assaulted underwater. We'll talk about that next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to DeepwaterK.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi.
Hey. I don't even know where to start with this one. Take a look at that. A scuba diver up a tree.
Wow.
How the hell did he get up there?
You couldn't have climbed up there with all that crap, huh?
Got up there somehow.
Well, you know, Lake Mead is just over the hill and the copters are dropping water.
I'm a scuba diver. I got a lot of gear. Later in a fishing spear, a PC, a compass, a diving watch, a bang stick that hangs between my crotch, my weight belt snorkel, prescription mask, my super jet fins. I go real fast, I go real fast, I go real fast. I'm a scuba diver and it's a gas.
Yes, all those items you need sometimes if you want to look cool underwater. And that's 90% of it for a lot of divers. I like to have a lot of underwater toys with me, you know, when I'm diving, and all the latest and greatest stuff. You know, whether you're a spear fisherman, you got your bang stick. That's what this guy probably wish he had, as opposed to just a spear gun with that video.
Yeah.
But, you know, another video that popped up on the radar here the last couple of weeks was a shark deterrent wetsuit
Yeah.
That we're going to talk about that. These guys in Australia have come up with a design that they think will actually deter shark attacks. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. But the other one that just came out just a few days ago, I believe it was off the coast of Kona, Hawaii. There's a video circulating out there. It made the national news as well. But it shows a diver who's videotaping some guys that are at the bottom of the reef there, and they're collecting fish for aquarium. They're like aquarium specimen collectors, right? And there's this diver who's actually, I don't know if she's part of Sea Shepherd or one of those environmental organizations, but she's filming them to show that they are taking fish from the reef, you know, and she's raising a big stink about it. She's been harassing these folks quite a bit. And, you know, look, I don't know if they, as far as I know, what they were doing was legal, but they don't like being filmed while they're taking fish. It kind of probably similar to Alec Baldwin being filmed by the paparazzi in New York City, I would assume. You know, who knows? Maybe they were illegal, but I don't think they were. I think they were allowed to be doing what they were doing. But these folks in Hawaii have been filming them, and then they take the videos and edit them, put them out online, and make them look like they're raping the reefs or whatever that may be. Now, despite how you feel about that and fish collectors and that kind of thing, what happened was they saw her filming them, and one of the divers turned around, came after her, pulled her regulator out of her mouth, and obviously freaked her out and you know, was yelling at her underwater, said, "Get away from us, quit filming," and he did that. And now she's claiming assault and that he should be arrested, and it's created all this dialogue online and on the news about this guy potentially killing this girl who was filming them underwater. The part that is being omitted from the story, however, is the fact that she had been harassing them and filming them, and this isn't like some kind of isolated incident, that kind of thing. Now, I'm not making excuses for them to come over and pull the regulator out. However, if think about the, put your fins or your feet in their fins for one standpoint, one second here, because if someone comes up and they're filming you and you don't really understand why, and they've been harassing you over and over again.
Well, I'd say they're absolutely in their right. Let's kill her. Let's do that. Let's just go underwater. Let's just take that regulator out of her mouth, see if she can breathe water.
What better way to guarantee that this will never happen again?
True. Now, look, that was a bit harsh. I'll give you that much.
Okay.
However, honestly, I'm not so sure they didn't know her. Taking
a
diver's regulator out of their mouth is not going to kill them. That is one of the first rules we learn as a diver on how to replace your regulator. But if your regulator gets knocked out of your mouth, you're not going to die from that.
Not right away.
No, you're not. You just grab it and put it back in your mouth.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
What if he wouldn't give it back and then you can't find your spare?
In this case, he didn't. He came over and he was yelling at her, stop. She didn't stop. He came over, pulled a regulator out of her mouth, and turned around and swam back.
Did he pull her mask off?
No.
So she didn't.
And thinking that would be enough for her to like get the hell out of here and leave us alone. And obviously it wasn't. She got her crap together and tried to get it. And then he came back and came after her again, like, get the hell away from us.
Now, the video I've seen on this is not from her perspective. It's from a third-party perspective.
It's both.
What kind of a moron is this guy? Somebody else was filming this, too.
What do you mean, someone was else?
There were
two filmers, yes.
Right. The footage I saw on this attack was from a third party. I saw a very short snippet.
Well, it wasn't a third party. It was from her friends
that were filming these guys.
Okay, they were collecting fish.
Not just him and her. It was him and her and somebody else who was filming. They were people with her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just stupid. That's super stupid. Not only is he doing something which I think is way too dangerous to do ever,
right?
Because even though you say, "Well, she's a diver; she should have known," that's not going to hold up in court. I think I can pretty much say,
"Well, first
that's
of
not
all,
hold up in court."
Evidently, the local authorities have already put it off that this doesn't fall under local jurisdiction because it was in the water, And so, like the local sheriff's department.
Is an octopus going to be the judge at this trial?
Yeah. No, it's like land management or something. It's one of those weird jurisdictional issues. But the problem is,
so
once again, this is not some, what we've seen from this video is that, this guy came after her and he pulled a regulator out of her mouth, which is definitely not a good thing. He shouldn't have done that in the first place. However, what it doesn't say is what has gone on in the past. And this has been something that has been built up over time.
Did she shoot his dog?
They have been pursuing these guys. No. Bill. This isn't like something that just happened for the first time. They've been doing this for some time.
Look, we've asked you nicely.
Yeah.
Now we're going to deprive you of oxygen.
Right. Exactly.
It's basically
similar to an Alec Baldwin thing that paparazzi.
Alec Baldwin never tried to kill anybody, though, did he?
Come over here and I'm going to choke you out, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. He smacked people around, hadn't he?
Yeah, but that's not.
That's not really the same. Unless he had like a gun.
Well, once again, getting your regulator.
I'd much rather be
getting your regulator knocked out of your mouth is not going to kill you as a diver. Sorry. I'm not buying that, Bill.
Maybe more of a Mel Gibson
thing. If you panic and you run to the surface or go to the surface, could it injure you? And is there a potential for a serious problem? Yes. But just having someone pull your regulator out of your mouth, is that going to kill you? No, it is not going to kill you.
If you put a pillow over your head when you're sleeping, that's not going to kill you. Right away.
Okay, so it's attempted murder, not murder.
Easily.
Well, I don't know. We can go on for days, and we will. We'll talk about this some more, because obviously I feel I'm alone.
I'm with you, Greg. I'm with you.
Okay, thanks.
He's 3 feet tall now. What the hell happened to Jimmy?
He's in a hole.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
I'm feeling kind of like Whoopi Goldberg giving Jay-Z a green light to go smack Beyonce's sister for kicking him with her high heel.
I cannot believe you're still watching The View. I gave you a pass the time you were in New York City and you went and you saw the show, but you are still watching The View?
Actually, I saw the replay on Fox, so there, Bill.
You know what? That makes a heck of a lot more sense.
True.
But Bill,
true.
Why is he still wearing the unitard from the Christmas special?
It gets comfortable.
It's comfy.
Yeah.
It's very flattering.
Here's the thing. When it goes back to that video, I trust me, I get the argument that, hey, this guy should not have pulled this girl's regulator out of her mouth because he was upset with her at depth. It was a dangerous situation. He should not have done it. However, I do understand the frustration those guys must feel as aquarium fish collectors. I mean, and just for the record, look, I don't really agree with that either. I just don't like, how some of the environmental organizations are hounding these guys on the sense that, if they did have a license to collect the fish, I've heard reports of people going after spear fishermen and other people that don't like lobster hunting and that kind of thing. And there's a point of extreme efforts going on to make these guys look bad when they're not really doing anything illegal.
Okay, there's a difference between things which are illegal and things which, if you really knew how it worked,
they're catching fish. Okay. Why? What's wrong? I mean, that's what you're collecting fish.
Okay,
what's the big deal?
So a video of people collecting fish is not going to be noteworthy to anyone. Unless what they've done is they've taken a video of that same reef 12 months earlier, and now a video of that same reef today, and there's like 8 fish there. I mean, that sort of thing would be noteworthy. If it's just guys swimming around collecting fish,
noteworthy,
no one's going to care.
Wouldn't even make any sense, Bill.
All right, but...
Because what you're saying is...
Your argument that it's okay to pull somebody's regulator up because you're mad at them really doesn't make sense.
You've never been diving with Greg, have you?
That's true.
I've been damn angry.
How many?
With
you have? You know how many times people have come up and turned my air off? Trust me, it's happened.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Release the sharks.
Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil. It's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
Yeah, you know, what is the legal... I don't know, what is the legal term or ramifications of pulling someone's regulator out of their mouth? Is that assault?
Battery.
Well, I think it is assault. I think that is what would rise to the level of being assault. Battery if they don't see you coming. Because that's the difference between assault and battery.
Well, it'd be sea assault.
Ha! That's hilarious.
It's just good old-fashioned sea horseplay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I, you know, the thing is about this video, I keep going back to it. I understand what you guys are saying, and what the guy did was... I do. I absolutely do. But if you...
Your
once
justification
again,
that, you know,
I'm
you
not
don't
justifying
know what she did.
It,
you don't
Bill.
Know what she did to make me want to pull her hair out and potentially kill her.
Did any of us see the video?
I've seen the small part from the third person perspective.
Oh.
It's like 20 seconds.
I've seen both.
The guy swimming up.
And once again, I'm not defending it, and I do understand the thing. I just but if they're hounding these guys and they know they're aggravating them,
then they're doing what they were trying to do. So go on, because that's clearly what they're trying to do.
All right. So if they're harassing these guys, now, and then the guys finally do turn on them. What would be the other alternative to do it? And if they would have went over and turned her air off, would have that been assault? What would have it been?
That's probably even a little worse.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Okay, just so we're totally clear.
What about stabbing her with a dive knife?
That would be assault, for sure.
And would probably attract some sharks.
They were trying to get a lamprey off her back.
This argument we're having is being had online. I've seen the threads.
Oh, yeah.
And they're saying, does this rise to the level of assault? Or was this girl and her friends harassing these aquarium fish collectors?
Well,
to the point that they got so aggravated and they finally came over.
I cannot believe we're going to get 45 minutes out of
honestly,
show out of this nonsense, but go on.
It could be attempted murder.
No, CJ.
Well, that is what some people are saying, that it's attempted murder, that it's assault. But I guess, can you take any of the other, the past history that they have of harassing these guys into effect in this?
No, because it's not enough.
And has
well,
she
tell me, what's worse?
If she was coming at him with a knife or something, then it's equal force. You know, you can defend yourself if you feel your life is in jeopardy. That guy didn't feel like his life is in jeopardy.
He swam.
She was just being a pain in the ass.
And he swam.
Correct.
He swam a decent distance in the video I saw. The video
no,
I saw.
Not really.
He swam like 20 feet.
No.
She was not on top of him.
They were pretty close. They were shooting with GoPros from what I could see. And
yeah.
That's a wide angle lens.
Yeah, okay.
And she actually, I think she was on a pole as well, so she could hold it a little closer. So they weren't that far away from him.
He was concerned 20, about
I think 20 feet, so being a little
checked
generous.
Well,
but okay. Regardless, I mean, you know, look, they have a perfectly legal right to film these guys. I get that part of it. But I can, like I said,
they have
the
a legal right. But if they did it, you think it's okay to go up and
understand. I guess what I'm wondering is, what else could have these guys done to vent their frustration?
The
with
only
them?
Thing you've come up so far are things which are definitely assault. I mean, you're on the fence on the taking the air out of their mouth. Everything else you've come up with, what else could they possibly have done? Like talking, that's a stupid idea.
All right, well, okay, let me play devil's advocate here, because you saw
just
the video.
Now? Just now you're going to play
what
devil's
advocate?
What
if the guy turned around and he came and he grabbed for the camera, smacked the camera down, and it knocked a regulator out of her mouth?
That would also be assault, but it would have been... He would have accidental. Yeah, he would have an... You can accidentally assault someone.
Like Mel Gibson.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You can accidentally assault someone. Not mean to, but injure them.
All right. If this guy's brought up on charges and I'm the prosecuting attorney, I'm
No. You're going to have to be the prosecuting probably mollusk.
Okay.
They'll probably have a large sea clam.
Hey, Greg. How would you feel if that happened to your wife or daughter?
I don't think you can say that.
Like, why were you filming a diver? Why were you filming this dude?
Just documentary.
Yeah, right.
Underwater
porn.
Yeah, right.
Now you got to justify it. Please explain yourself. I've helped you by taking the regulator out of your mouth.
Testing it to make sure it was working okay.
So you can more clearly accentuate your letters. Because it's hard to talk with a regulator in your mouth. I was helping.
Yeah,
I
want you to experience what it feels like to be breathless. Like all those love songs you like so much. Breathless.
What would you tell? What could you do to someone who came up and started filming you underwater?
What could you do?
Not
this
much.
Is what you keep saying. What could you do?
Yeah, I'm asking you. What would you do if you didn't want someone filming you?
In what way can you injure someone
to
keep them from doing something you don't like?
You don't have to injure them. I'm saying, what is the alternative?
They don't
like. All right, I got something.
Yeah, what?
You get an octopus and you squirt ink between you and that person with the camera.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's
blocking their image.
Octopuses don't squirt ink.
Yeah.
They don't?
Squids do.
Squids.
Well, you know.
Squiggly wiggly.
Depends on how hard you squeeze.
Squiggly wiggly. Oh, there you go. Molest the sea life.
Yeah. All right. Well, obviously, I'm not going to. You know, and once again, I'm not taking sides. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Because the one thing, I look back at the history of what some of these groups have done.
I'm not saying I agree with her at all.
Yeah, well, and I'm not saying I agree with the spear fishermen or the fish collectors. I'm not. I'm just saying, you know, Sea Shepherd, I don't know if she was associated with Sea Shepherd, but, you know, they do that whale wars thing, and they have the issues where they're ramming boats and stuff like that.
Ridiculous.
And look, I agree with what their goal is or what they're trying to accomplish. I don't necessarily agree with how they go about their doing methods. It.
You don't break the law to enforce it.
So I understand.
I did not want to pull the regulator out of her mouth, but I had to, because you saw those Sea Shepherd guides.
Well, once again, you saw the video, Bill, and you keep saying that.
I got to do it.
You keep saying that, but that isn't necessarily what happened. You're just going from what you saw, and it looks like that he could have went for the camera and accidentally knocked the regulator out of her mouth.
Could have happened.
Now, if that was the case...
Does he have a right to go for her camera?
Yeah, I don't.
Why? What is what she's doing impacting him? If we're on a dive together, the four of us are on a dive together, and you're doing something with the reef, and I don't like your dive technique because you land on the coral and you're molesting in there and you're grabbing in there because you want to grab the lobster that's under there, and you're not. I mean, and I'm saying not.
Yeah.
You don't.
No,
do that.
That's a good example,
that's the
though.
Case,
yeah, you're right.
And I'm saying, screw this dude, and I just turned my head over there, so I'm looking at you with my GoPro. I got on a stick, so I'm not pointing it at you, and I'm going to show the dive operator when we get back up to the boat. Does that make it okay for you to come out and punch me in the face because at dinner last night I said, pass me the potatoes, and you said, screw you?
No, but if I want to take your camera and push it out of the way...
Why would that be okay?
I'm not punching you. I'm just like, I don't want you filming me. Quit filming me.
Then
don't
stop
film me.
Touching the reef. Stop doing what I don't like. Why do I have to stop doing what you don't like when you won't stop doing what I don't like?
That's what she said.
And aside from which, I'm a girl.
No means no, Bill.
I'm
no
a
means
girl,
no.
For God's sake.
Oh, I can't tell underwater.
Oh, you can tell.
Y'all look like guys with those wetsuits on. I don't know. You look, once again, I'm not taking sides.
Not when Bill's in the mermaid tail.
Exactly.
You can tell.
You can tell he's definitely a guy.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. Take it for what it's worth. And obviously, not a whole lot. But I just think,
how long were you in debate club?
Yeah. He thinks he's won this
He
one.
Was he busy ice skating.
I'm not saying that I've won. I'm saying, would you please define your argument?
I just said I understand their frustration, and I don't necessarily agree.
What other ways can we beat this girl up? What other ways would be okay for us to potentially injure
let's
her?
Let's say he had a cinder block.
I'm not saying. I'm just. All I was saying with that is, like, what other form of protest could they do other than swim to a different area?
Oh, geez, I mean, that would have sucked, swimming to another area. That would have been the worst possible thing they could have done. Boy, that would have made exciting video.
Wait a minute, Bill. Wait a minute. What if the fish catchers were Lady Di and they were being harassed by this, you know, she could cause them to die, Bill, by distracting them. They're not paying attention to their computer and they run out of air because they were constantly...
Were they diving on the streets of Paris?
Yeah, I think that's what it went. That's how it went down, man.
I believe so.
Oh, boy. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down.
All right, we have a couple other stories we were gonna get into, but I see a potential conflict coming up here in a minute or two because he's standing outside the studio. Drunken Santa's right there.
But
I wanted to talk about these new wetsuits that potentially could curb shark attacks from some scientists out in Australia. Maybe we'll have to get to that next week. And then also in the UK, what's going on, Bill?
Well,
Prince Harry?
Yeah, this is...
You can marry Prince Harry. That show starts this week.
Prince William wants his son, Prince George, to learn to scuba dive. And according to Prince Charles, he said that like my grandfather and my father, I am proud to say that I have learned to dive with BSAC and share your passion for the sport and the underwater world.
So you can learn to scuba dive with bass?
No, it's BSAC. I believe that's a an Australian organization because he was talking about diving the Great Barrier Reef.
Okay, and you can marry Prince Harry. That starts on Fox this week.
Actually, we
TV
can't.
Show. No, you
no,
could.
No, you and I cannot.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
I think anything goes in the UK.
Not, I think that's
not you can marry
in
Harry.
Utah. You
no,
could.
That's, yeah, it's, you can it's marry the, a Harry it's, Queen.
It's it's the bigamy. It, okay. It's not the gender thing. It's the bigamy.
All right.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. Anyway, we were going to delve into that much more, but go ahead, Jimmy. Bring him in here. He wants to come in. I see he has
all
a
right,
cake.
All right. Come on
he
in, Sal.
Cake.
He brought a cake.
Here, come
oh, that's
way.
Good. Give hey! Me a piece of that.
Okay. Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa is here.
It's a party. It's a party.
Wait a minute.
And they invited me.
I see
but
half of that cake
just
is missing. I just saw the he was holding it. What happened to the rest of the cake
that's,
there, man?
That's not frosting.
It doesn't look. Oh,
yeah.
No. Oh, woo! Brother. Well, I assume that's for my birthday, and if it
hey,
is, I guess thank you.
I wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you, Drunken Santa.
You don't look a day over 62.
Why are you here? Really? Is it? Did you come in?
What
for,
do you mean? Why am I?
You,
here?
Did
I,
you come in for my birthday? I can't believe.
I'm an integral part of the show.
Uh huh. Now, the are you here for my birthday, or you're here because of the fact Bubble Boy brought in a bottle of booze? CJ brought in a bottle of booze.
It's an intervention.
And you smelled it from just like a shark from miles away. You have a this sense.
I love a party.
Is that
okay?
All right. If you say
I
so.
I say live life. And prosper.
Okay.
Like oh, Mr. God. Spock.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Live life and prosper.
Uh-huh.
And it's the weekend, and you got a world-famous radio show.
That cake doesn't even look. Look at the date. That thing's expired. Where did you get this thing? The box says
it
expired 3 days
you know,
ago.
What they do is when they make the cakes.
Yeah.
And just so they're ripened, about 3 days, they let them set out back.
Ah, okay,
and
that's
cool,
what it
and,
is.
And cool off. Mm-hmm. And they don't care if they let me take one.
Yeah.
Some of the nicer workers to say, go ahead, Santa Claus. Here, you can have this cake.
I'm not going to eat any of
they
that.
Say, you know, they say your money's no good here.
Drunken Santa, did you make that frosting yourself?
No, that was expertly prepared by the bakery at the store.
Wow. Okay. Well,
and it is delicious.
All right. Well, it's the thought
it's
that counts. Is that enough?
It's a little bit crunchy.
Yeah.
It's like one of those crackers.
A crispy birthday cake.
It's almost like one of those cookie. It's like Cookie Puss.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember
you say
Cookie
so.
Puss?
No.
Hey,
I don't.
Yeah, participating Carmel ice cream store.
Yeah.
And for Father's Day, it's a tie.
Uh-huh.
And it's also a cloud.
Well, Drunken Santa, let me pose a question for you because we've been talking about a video.
Whale. Don't forget Fudgy the Whale.
All right, if you were
you love Fudgy the out, Whale,
just be quiet for
Fudgy
a second.
Fudgy the Whale loves you.
If you were out on the curb. And you were holding this birthday cake and planning to eat it for lunch, and someone came up to you and tried to take it from you. What would you do to them?
I'd probably knock the regulator right out of their goddamn mouth.
See, I knew it. I knew it.
Take that, you son of a gun, and leave me alone.
All right. Well, we'll see.
No means no.
So I have Drunken Santa on my side. Which means I've
That's
lost.
That's nice.
Sometimes, Greg, sometimes you got to put a boot in their ass.
It's okay, like
you
know a Santa Claus boot?
Spare the rod, spoil the child.
You know what? I think his boots have been up several people's butts, by the way they're smelling. I'm assuming that's his boots. Actually.
That is the odor of success.
Really?
It really smells successful in the studio
you
today.
You see somebody with shoes that are too shiny, you know what that means?
What's that?
They're new, and they don't really put any work in.
And that cloud of flies is little angels.
Interesting. Okay, if you say so.
This guy is drunk.
Yeah.
He's wearing a diaper
on his head. Are you saying we should
head.
Cut him off and give his drink to you?
He's
is
wearing
that
a diaper on
to?
His head. I'm just saying, know your limits.
You know what? It is my
know
birthday.
Know when to say when.
If any time other than Christmas is a time to feel a little bit more giving, Bubble Boy, go ahead and hook him up. I can't drink all
God
this.
God bless you, son.
Here you go.
There you go, Santa.
He's got ice and everything.
I can't believe we, you know, I let him in the studio, but you know,
let me get him a drink.
Got a soft,
look, there's a severed finger.
Oh, that's a fish.
Oh, you guys finally have the goods.
Yes. Well, there you go.
Thank
just
you
take.
Very
wait,
much.
No, wait, not the whole bottle. Wait, no. Just what are you doing?
It's the intervention, Greg. He's trying to keep you from drinking.
Hey, what is this? A tea party? Are we little girls with our pinkies in the air?
No.
Are we teetotalers?
We're not totaling anything.
This is your birthday, Greg. It's a momentous occasion.
Okay. Well, just drink it up.
Celebrate the life of
Get
Greg.
Get that cake out of here. My God. All right. Well, that's what happens. When it's my birthday, you are abused as well as I am. And we'll have to leave it at that.
All right, Santa, come here. Away.
Till next time. Remember, it's always better.
Downward sweater.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.